speaking with Ben Parks, Florida Farm Bureau. Ben, kind of an important day in this whole legislative process this year. What did y'all do today at Farm Bureau, and is it an Ag Coalition move or a Farm Bureau move, or just exactly what's happening?
We've been working on over the last 2 or 3 weeks on sending a letter to both the House Speaker and the Senate President to ask for an override of two very important pieces of legislation which were critical for our industry. And today we delivered the letter personally to Larry Creedle and Senator Atwater. The Senate President will be receiving his a little bit later today, asking for an override. Whether it happens or not, we're not sure, but with this volatile political atmosphere that we're here in the state of Florida, who knows what's going to happen next.
I guess the process being a special session has to be called in order to have these overrides take place. What's the process?
That's right. The governor can call a special session or the legislature. But the legislature, you got to make sure that both the House Speaker and the Senate President are on the same page to call it, or the governor can call it. Right now, I don't know if there's an appetite to have a special session, and the governor may, but I don't think the legislature is at this time. I think many of them are in the campaign mood right now and getting back home. They've been away for a while, and so it might not be until later this summer, depending upon whether we have hurricanes, how the oil slick goes, and other things that will probably come into play. But right now, I think people are just kind of seeing things will die down for a little bit, and then they'll review it probably and hopefully come back.
Considering the tremendous overwhelming vote majority, and one unanimous, the other one with just one or two votes against it in either chamber, considering that tremendous overwhelming support for these bills, it could literally be a very quick session to overturn these vetoes and go back home, though, couldn't it?
It could possibly, but you got to remember that there's a lot of vetoes right now that are out there. They've just vetoed insurance industry bill. There's a couple other bills that the Florida Chamber has been watching, holding their breath on. There's a transportation bill out there. There's a lot of things that could possibly be vetoed and probably be the most vetoes ever. So it just won't be us. It'll be other people that'll be pretty upset.
Delivering these letters to the House and Senate leadership, are you calling for your members and for agriculturalists around the state to call on their local members to support a special session to get these bills overturned?
Absolutely. We'll be sending out a notice to everybody to talk to their legislators. We understand we're not going to be pushy about it or anything, but we want to express our concern about this, and that if it's in their will to have a special session, we're all there for them. But on behalf of the Florida Farm Bureau, we want to thank the legislature, both the House and the Senate leaders. They were great, and we look forward to working with them in the future.
Appreciate you much. Thanks.